Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, let me see. I will go to you, Maureen. Just hold a bit. Muriel says, thanks for a great show. Muriel, we give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's none like him in our lives. Babu Mhlongo.
Kuphi nakuphi la nikhona khona ngiyanibingelela balaleli bomsakazo omkhulu Radio Pulpit eminyaka neminyaka sikhule ngayo awumadoda. Sawubona Pastor Ray, sawubona Mfundisi Motha, sawubona Butsipho nanonke okhulumayo Bishop Mhlongo la eDavidton. Awumadoda, namhlanje nikhuluma ngesihloko esijule kakhulu, izinto zingasingcolisa. Nkosi yami, ziningi kuningi singakhuluma kuze kuse, singakhotha kuze kuse. Kepha senikhulumile Pastor Ray. Hayi, namhlanje nguzwile nangabe ukhuluma ngegazi elicithekayo community yethu, kufanele sibe sesiyakukhomanda nalokho. Akengisikele ijubayo Pastor Ray. Okunye okwenza ukuthi kwisdivine i-fashion Pastor Ray, fashion. Yeah. I-fashion nokukopa. Ukopa izinto ongasisho ngazo, uzenze ngathi izinto zikufanele wena, kanti kunezinto ezingakufanelanga ezifanele abanye abantu. Yes, ngasikhathi Pastor Ray sitholakala sizingcolisa thina. Sizwe abanye bakhuluma ngeyilimi ngihamba ngopratise ekamereni. Rara kandara mashandari rara, asiyazi lento leyo. And lithi izwi lenkosi, ungamthuka Jesu uthethelelwe, uthuke uNkulunkulu uthethelelwe, kepha wadlala ngomoya ongcwele, ngeke uthethelele. So ezinye zezinto ezisingcolisayo, nesixuku senzisana ama-mistake. Uyazi uyinceku kaNkulunkulu, umkhonza, ufasta kahle, ukuxhumana noNkulunkulu, ekugcineni abantu bakwenze bakunkanke bama-bodyguard, awusatholakali ebantwini laba ubizelwe kubo. Uma kufanele abantu bakuthole, abasakutholi lula, bakwenze ube umuntu owoshipwayo. Abanye ba-divine ilona ingcebo, impumelelo yabo. Ukuya enkonzweni akubone kungasamfanelanga. Makafika uhlala lapha emuva, ufuna ukuncengwa, sicela uzoyenza 1, 2, 3. Kuyasingcolisa loko. UNkulunkulu uyasuka kithi sisale kube umhlongo olihlaza nje. Yes, ziningi mphathi, ngoba isiqhuku saphazamisana. Ngivame ukusho la magama ukuthi isandla sokhohlo usicaphele. Yazi noma u-driver, kunomuntu okudriva kabi, umuntu ozophakama kuqala uzothukana ulo muntu ohlezi ka-left. So ngaso sonke isikhathi asicapheleni abangani. Nemibono yabantu abaseceleni kwethu nabasikankile. Kakhulukazi ungaphila ngabangani uzodoya empilweni. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ukungilalela. The great man. Ngiyabonga bafundisi bami. May God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Bishop Mhlongo, siyabonga. From Men of Hope, thank you so much. We really appreciate, sir. Thank you for the contribution. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. The matter of defilements. Sipho, let me bring this to you again. Now, when we look at defilements, here it is now. When you read Ezekiel 28:18, it says, you defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your trading. Therefore, I brought fire from your midst. It devoured you, and I turned you into ashes upon the earth, in the sight of all who saw you. In the sight of all who saw you. Now, it says, you've defiled your sanctuary by the multitudes of your iniquities. The sanctuary. Sanctuaries in the West Konzelagiso, they're defiled by Tinanje. Nati, as temples of the Most High. We are sanctuaries of the Most High. We are defiled by the things that we engage these bodies in. And that in itself has caused the Father to cause a fire to devour us from it. That's why I want Bakona Bayasha. Wherever they are, they pass a confusion, they pass a rebellion, they are backslidden. They are backslidden, demon possessed. And Marabeba right all along. There's a fire that is taken over into them. And Bayasha from Napa. Even though Vases and Kunzin Mutakona says I'll participate at Maruez or Magakulumogata. Akasekho lo muntu. Sekuyidimoni nje elikhulumayo. Akasekho lo muntu. Sibo.
That's very key in this. Remember, if I said it, our temple is a living temple. Our body is a temple of the living God.
Mm.
At the same time, if somebody said it, it is something that we have to do. So it is very important to which we must be careful with what we do with our body. Because whatever is not godly, it defies us and we engage ourselves and indulge in a sinful nature. As it is now, more, all those are the things that we have seen as I mentioned earlier on, which the wrong doctrine, other churches, other ministers, they say, no, the ones in the synagogue, so it does not matter what we do with our body. Remember, the ones in the synagogue, and whatever you indulge yourself in. And that's where you see which the defilement is caused by the wrong doctrine at the same time, whatever we do in this body. That is why we need to be skeptical as the body of Christ. When we, as the body of Christ, do things, remember, we do it through this body. In other words, we must be very, very concerned about what we are doing. In our motion of Isaiah 59, verse 3, which is, Mogul Zanga Zin, Agako or members of Mugulum, Agako or Fulham, so, but 10 Baguin, the Bakuluma man. These are the sins that sometimes we find ourselves in, and they make us impolite, they corrupt us, they defile us, they make us to be contaminated by the sinful nature that is failing them in it, of which we need to avoid at all costs. That is why we need to cleanse ourselves through the way. We need God's word to dig out every seed that was planted imprisoned by the enemy. We need to teach the body of Christ. Whatever we do with this body, one day we shall account for God.
I hear you quite well. We're taking your calls 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Okay, and let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Mota. I'm still looking at Ezekiel 43 verses 8. It says, when they set their threshold by my threshold. Ah, Nkosi yami. Uma manje sebazakhela ewaba amathempeli. Ngamathempeli wami. Bathatha lokho enginako bakhe izinto zabo. Hey, madoda. It says, when they set their threshold by my and their doorpost by my doorpost. With a wall between them and me, they defiled my holy name by the abominations which they committed. Therefore, I consumed them in my anger. When we fake izinto zakaNkulunkulu, sizenza ngathi umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu kathi izinto zethu. Iministry yakho le talent onayo uthi akaNkulunkulu glorify uNkulunkulu nanoma uculi gospel mara kahle kahle into yakho le. Ufuna ukwenza imali. You are setting your doorpost by the doorpost of the Most High. You are setting a threshold by the threshold of the Most High. Angithi uthi le gift le onayo. Maybe you're a poet. Maybe you're a singer. Whatever. A gift. Uthi mina yazi ngizomculela uNkulunkulu. Ngizomculela yini. But in all this, gahle gahle, it's all about you. You have set your doorpost on the doorpost of the Most High. You have built your own temple in the temple of the Most High. That is a defilement of note. Funis Mota?
Funis, that's absolutely true. And it's a defilement. It is high cost. Because in so doing, not only do I defile myself, but there's a spirit of discernment. Ngikhuluma amanga, ngilahlekisa abantu, so that I try to gain ama followers as if I am doing this for the Lord. But I know ukuthi ngikwenzela umlomo wami so that I may gain. But I'm using this, taking the doorpost of the Lord. In other words, ukusebenzisa leyo nto leyo uNkulunkulu akuphe yona instead ukuthi uyisebenzise for his glory, but you are using it for your own benefit, for your own enrichment. And that's where kuvela khona ngisho ispirit se selfishness, umuntu aba selfish to such an extent ukuthi instead of serving uNkulunkulu with the gift of serving uNkulunkulu ngesipho anaso, even with the body, that is a lack of understanding. In fact, even our body, it is the temple of the Most High. So therefore, into esiyenzayo, whether ngiyahlabelela, whether I'm a poetry, whether ngiyamotivator, whether ngiyashumayela, but I should do it for the kingdom of God. uNkulunkulu uyazazi into engisidingayo. God knows the things that we need, but we should not now front line ourselves and covering up ourselves sisebenzise in izwi likaNkulunkulu for our personal gain. Lezo zinto lezo ziyasingcolisa mfundisi, ziyangcolisa ibandla. So but we need to understand ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi our bodies layini liyitempeli likaNkulunkulu. Ngako umphostoli Paulu uze uthi mayebhala ku 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 13 said, for the stomach for the food is for the stomach and the stomach for the food, but God will destroy both. Kusho ukuthi ngamanye amagama, noma ngabe kuthiwa wena usebenzisa lelo talente lakho, but uma ngabe lingamglorify uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uyokwazi ukuthi kuyichitha zonke lezo zinto. Because umzimba yethu ilitempeli likaNkulunkulu, isho njalo zikaNkulunkulu lapho lithi, for our body is not for sexual immorality, but is for the Lord. Kusho ngamanye amagama, umzimba wethu masingawusebenzisi ey'ntweni that are immoral, ey'ntweni that are impure, ezingcolileyo, just for us ukuba sithole udumo, just for us ukuba saziwe, just for us ukuthi sidume noma siphumelele. But in each and everything, kufanele si-understand ukuthi uma ngabe usungumntwana kaNkulunkulu, susindisiwe, there is a certain way that you should live. Uphila ngaleyo ndlela leyo. You cannot ukuthi sengisindisiwe but you continue to live ngendlela obuphila ngayo ngaphambili. Then kusho ukuthi salvation awukaka understand. I want to say mfundisi futhi ukuthi one of the things which defile us, it is unforgiveness. Ukungaxoleli, ukungathetheleli, because isalvation mfundisi, it's about ukuxolela. uNkulunkulu wasixolela, and if we are saying that we are saved, if ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, in other words, we are in partnership with God to bring in forgiveness into the world. So therefore, a heart that does not forgive, it is defiled. Not only does it defile, but it will bring a kalegiso empilweni yakho, letha ngisho ukugula kuma depression because of the heart that does not forgive. So therefore we should be able ukuthi si understand uNkulunkulu makasize ukuba sibe nokuhlakanipha ukuthi imizimba yethu siyisebenzisa kanjani. And even our churches, mfundisi, even our churches akufanele ukuthi kube yindawo lokuthi it's a money scheme or money making business, ukuthi omanje ngasonke isikhathi we need to find win means and way and strategies. Abantu mabafundiswe nje ukuthi uyanikelwa, but you should not be coming with strategies and trying to deceive abantu kangangokuthi that is why you find people basigcina sebasebenzisa izinto ezithile, but if you buy this bottle of water it will bring prosperity in your life, uzophumelela, kanti lo muntu ukubusiness using the house of God for his own personal gains.
It is quite sad. It is quite sad that we see these kinds of things really happening. And of course, send us your WhatsApp. Let's hear what you say. It's 0826572729. Talk to us directly there. What do we mean when we talk about defilers today? I need to hear from you. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hey, sawubona my brother, Bezoreyo.
Hey, Pudwami.
Ngiyabulisa ngegama elihle lomfowethu Jesu Kristu.
Asibonge baba.
Nguye ngibulise nomfundisi uMotha nomfundisi uSipho Kagele.
My brother.
Awesome.
Topic, things that defile us, brother Ray. Okokuqala nje, nasithi singabakwa Jesu Kristu, we must always pray to our Lord and Savior asithumele umoya ongcwele ukuthi sisiza. That we must not make provisions for our flesh in regards to its lust. Moreover, there are many sins of the flesh, brother Ray, which can defile us. Number one, defilement is in as a fundamental lustful actions, gossiping, criticism, fighting, quarreling amongst us. Yeah. Kanti omunye uyeze esontweni lapho kuyaphethola ukuthi uyahamba futhi ayobuza kosazi.
Yeah.
Sithola ukuthi nasilandela i-history yakhe. Abazali bakhe ezalwa banikela kusono sama-ancestors azi. Which was, that was a curse. Uthola ukuthi ukhula nayo lento wena ungayazi ngokwakho. Ezinye izinto ezizidifalayo is using substances like alcohol and tobacco. Ngoba umuntu usathani defiling us, asikukhohlise ukuthi lezinto ziletha injabulo kanti amanga. Lezinto, they are destroying our lives already. Thina masisuke lezinto because we are the salt of this earth and the light of this world.
Yeah.
Matthew 5, verse 13 and 14. Our bodies must be temples of God already. And 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16. Sihlale ngokufunda izwi, because the devil is at work to pollute our minds with lies and deceptions. Yeah. Ithande ubishopi ekhuluma lapha athi uhamba nobani. Uthole ukuthi uhamba nomuntu lana akadrive ihleli lapha yana. Kepha uyo umuntu onochula endleleni. Nami nje nginayo omunye isihlobo lapha. Uhlala nodlame nje, yena udrive lapha yana. Hey, ikunayibhika lapha yana. Hayi mani wena, ubona idrive kanjani? Nithi mani akufuni wenze kanjani. Obu, one day uzosilimazisa, bazommisa imoto labantu baphethe izinto zabo basikhele. Uyunderstand?
Yeah.
Kanti wuwe usese le nto leyo. Ezinye izinto ziyidlulise nje. Yidlulise. Lo muntu nakabhrike njena, siyazi ukuthi badrive kanjani abantu bemoto. Ngingaboni phansi endlela, bakanamsindo kabhrike ngasemuva. Manje wena bese ufuna ukuvula ulwili, wena uzithola kabi. Oh, pumoya kankulunkulu. Those are things that are defiling us, my brother. Niyabonga kankulunkulu anibusise, to God be the glory.
All the time. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my friend. Blessings to you.
Blessing to you, my brother.
And
abafundisi bakho lapho abafowethu ehamba nabo.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the time. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Look, there's a song I used to play some time ago, and this is by a very, very, very special friend in the ministry.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Baba siyakuthanda, Baba siyakuthanda. Phuthuma Tiso.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Pastor Enoch.
Good evening, pastors. I'm so glad that I can participate in tonight's show.
Thank you, man.
I'd like to read the scripture from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 12, verse 21. Chapter 10, verse 21. The Bible says that you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of demons. This is the word of God. So in other words, Paul is warning the believers that they should be careful not to partake on food or meals that are dedicated especially to demons, because in that manner they will be defiling themselves. We should be careful as believers whenever we attend gatherings. We are not. It's not safe to partake on certain meals. There are gatherings that are maybe organized for ancestral, worship. Gatherings that are held to appease ancestors. When you partake on meals that are served on such occasions, you are defiling yourself as a believer. And in that manner, you are also giving the enemy legal rights in your life. So do not be surprised when you experience some challenges, because demons will be after you. You have partaken on things that belong to them. So we should keep ourselves pure and clean as believers by avoiding, such things. God bless you. Nice show as always.
Thank you so much. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. We exalt His holy name. There is no one like Him in our lives.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 AM, we're taking your calls. You can give a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Mfundisi wamina.
Asibingelele pastor, sibingelele nabalaleli bonke bo Radio Pulpit umsakazo wotinzaba leti
phokotisako.
Manje ke pastor, izinto lezi ezingcolisa thina abantu, kakhulukhulu thina makholwa. Lezi nto zokungcolisana lezi zinamandla kakhulu mfundisi, sishangana eli shinyama. Shisila. Shinyama. Ya, manje ke uyabona ke zinamandla kakhulu la mizimbeni yethu thina abantu, kakhulu khola uma sewube ikholwa wawo umuntu wawo waphansi wahluleka nokuvuka noma abantu bamvusa indlela akasayiboni so manje ke ungakubona abafowethu abanye bahamba baprofita bathuthwa yizo besinyama lesi kungcola ubona abantu umfundisi wami banasenyangeni bogeza ngamazwi enkukhu ngegazi lenkukhu gazi lembuzi sangoma sithatha inyama yonke sihamba yizo besinyama lesi mfundisi lesi umuntu uma ehamba umfundisi efuna intombi hhayi uye intombi ngathi ngamnake kahle uthi unesinyama noma nganasinyama nje ukuthi mhlambe akagcoki kahle akakubheki lokho yena usibheka ukuthi unesinyama abantu uma bangeze enkonzo yokuthi ha nisinyama bana bathi la kerekeni yamina la manje ke lezo zinto lezo zikhona nikukhuluma kwethu thina abantu nje kuye kusibangele kona lokusinyama lesi ngokukhuluma nje mfundisi uyabona uMiriam la eBhayibheli incwadini kaNumeri sahluko seshume nambili sithola laphayani ekhuluma kabe khuluma ngomfo wabo uMosi ekhuluma ke lalo makoti lo kaMosi lo unkosikazi kaMosi waseTopia lo mama waseNtiope le wamama loya simthola khona lapha encwadini kaNumeri lapha ekhuluma uMiriam uMiriam ukukhuluma nje kwambangela ibhadi enkulu kwambangela ukuthi abe namalephere ngenxa yokukhuluma mfundisi bakhuluma kanye nobhuti wakho no-Aaron manje ke lokho mfundisi lokukhuluma kwethu kumele sikuqaphele kanimambo
mfundisi amina nakhensa hawu yinhleke le ndaba siyabonga mfundisi
hlala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla fumana i-app yethu kwi-app store okanye kwi-play store kungenjalo hakamshelana nathi ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Babongane.
Ngithatha ke leli thuba ke ngibingelele kuwe mfundisi uRay, ngibingelele ke nakubafethu abangama guests ke lapha e-studio, ngibingelele nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit egameni lika Jesu Christ oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu. Ngibonga ke uNkulunkulu ke ngensindiso ngingimbonge ke nokungidlulisa ke ezintweni. Ngimbonge ke uNkulunkulu ke njalo ngimbonga ke noma isihloko sendaba yanamhlanje sithi defilers okushukuthi izinto ezisingcolisayo isono siyamngcolisa umuntu defiled is any violation of the law or any of God's commandments and precepts God's holiness is freedom from uncleanness and guilt is possible through God's grace. Leviticus chapter 11 verse 44. For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore consecrate yourselves and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Isaiah chapter 6 verse 5. So I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. James chapter 4 verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. The pure in heart are those with their being seek to remain free of every form of the defilement of sin. Matthew chapter 6 verse 22. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. When a person has this mind, the whole body is full of light. Under the old covenant, touching the unclean defiled a person. Leviticus chapter 5 verse 3. Or if he touches human uncleanness, whatever uncleanness with which a man may be defiled, he is unaware of it, he also shall be guilty. But Jesus Christ showed that under the new covenant, this was not so. Instead, evil thoughts, murderers, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, and blasphemies are what defile a person. We can find that in Matthew chapter 15, verse 18 to 20. Yeah. Unclean in scripture means to be defiled, polluted, unhealthy, or unfit, and refers to foods that are unfit, defilement of religious characters and morale, or spiritual impurity, Leviticus chapter 10, verse 10, that you may distinguish between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean. Unclean describes those who are possessed by demonic spirits through constant submission to evil. Sin separates men from God. Because of sin, we are all like unclean things. Isaiah 64, verse 6. But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are like filthy rags. We are all fed as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Christ's return is to pass judgment on those who have polluted, defiled, and marred God's creation. God will strike with a vengeance that mankind has never before even imagined, and the guilty will pay with their lives. Under the new covenant, born-again children of God are indwelt by His Holy Spirit. We can find that in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." The successful Christian is one who walks in the Spirit so that defilement no longer defiles him. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. "I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." We continue by reading in verse 19 to 20. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Babongani, siyabonga kakhulu inkosi ekubusise ngendlela esimanga, siyabonga bhuti. And of course, we're taking your calls. You can give a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you say on this very issue. And all right, there are some messages that have come through. I'm going to read them. All right. sorry about that. Here's another one. This one is from Isaac Mpele. Says, "Greetings, Pastor Ray and your panel. It is worrisome to see churches being led by the pastors who defile and deceive the congregants. God will judge them. Jeremiah 23, verses 1 to 2. Woe to the shepherds, the civil leaders, who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasturing, says the Lord." And it says, "Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who care for and feed my people. You have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited and attended to them. Behold, I will visit and attend to you for the evil of your doings, says the Lord." Thank you for the great show, sir. God bless you all. Thank you, Babu Mpele. Thank you so much, Ntate Mpele. We really appreciate. We really, really appreciate. Now, there's a song I haven't played in a long time, and then I think you will also like it. You know, we need to really support each other. We need to support each other. We need to be there for each other as brothers and sisters. It's very important, and that we take care of each other. This song was sampled by Sissy and BB and Sissy Winans, but here's the original.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic,
Christian Radio.
Those are the staple singers, man. And Christ is the friend that will take you there at all times. All right, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can also drop us a voice note there and tell us how you feel about this. It's 0826572729. Touching base on the very issue, of defilers and defilements. Nombumelelo.
Defilers, according to Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 to 11, we should rid ourselves from sexual immoralities, malice, lies, slander, filthy talk, and the likes. So those are the defilers that I can think of, because in Shumayela, leo text a group in school in German Bible School, unempumelelo, ngilayiphimzile, ngiyabonga mfundisi uRay.
Thank you so much, Nompumelelo.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM. It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right, and Mamorin.
Greetings to you, my brother. Brother Ray, I greet you in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, ma'am.
I can hear that you are speaking about defilement.
Yes.
Here is the word that I would like to bring. Defilement. Defilement. Lapa, I'm bringing the word of God. Lapa Bujud. Speaks about false teachers. These false teachers are distorting the message of God. And that this made them to defile. That defile as Yangolisan. I will start to read from verse 3. Little, my dear friend, I was doing my best to write to you about the salvation we share in common, when I felt the need of writing at once to encourage you to fight on for the faith which once and for all God has given to his people. For some godless people have slipped in unnoticed among us, persons who distort the message about the grace of our God in order to excuse their immoral ways and who reject Christ Jesus, our only master and Lord. Long ago, the scripture predicted the condemnation they have received. For even though you know all this, I want to remind you of how the Lord once rescued the people of Israel from Egypt, but afterwards destroyed those who did not believe. Remember the angels who did not stay within the limits of their proper authority, but abandoned their own dwelling place. They are bound with eternal chains in the darkness below, where God is keeping them for that great day on which they will be condemned. Remember Sodom and Gomorrah and the nearby towns whose people acted as those angels did and indulged in sexual immorality and perversions. They suffer the punishment of eternal fire as a plain warning to all. In the same way, also, these people have visions which make them sin against their own bodies. They despise God's authority and insult the glorious beings above. Not even chief angel Michael did this. in this quarrel with the devil when they argued about who would have the body of Moses. Michael did not dare to condemn the devil with insulting words, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." So here is the way that I am bringing my brother in the Lord.
Thank you.
People defile themselves by distorting the word of God. If verse 4 is, "For some godless people have slipped in unnoticed among us." Persons who distort the message about the grace of our God in order to excuse their immoral ways and who reject Jesus Christ, our only Master and Lord. So, Brother Ray, there are godless people out there who have slipped in by tsuni, calling themselves prophets, calling themselves whatever it is they are calling themselves. And this is defiling them. They are distorting the message of God. Lena iyenzani ibonisa ukuthi ngempela this is defilement. Ukungcolisa. So we have to be very careful, my brother. Ukuthi ngempela people that you bring a studio, a radio pulpit, they should speak only about the word of God. Banga distort the message kaNkulunkulu. When you distort the message of God, loku kuyabonakalisa ukuthi impela you are defiling yourself wena wena. Ngani ngoba epulpit kumele silethe ini izwi likaNkulunkulu. You know, Brother Ray, there's something that I want to tell you ukuthi ngempela. You know, I sometimes want to call my phone, ngiyenza konke, so I can see ukuthi abantu they are hindering the word of God ukuthi lize epulpit. And the people who are hindering that, they are not even pastors. They are not even, I don't know if maybe you have invited them, you have called them a pulpit ukuthi bazokhuluma okuthile. So these people, yibo labo esingasho ukuthi they are defiling themselves. And if you are defiling yourself, this means that you are defying God himself. You don't want people to hear the word of God. But people must know ngonkulunkulu. They must know the word of God. And even when they sing, it praises God.
Yes.
Litumisa unkulunkulu.
Yes.
You know, kuna manye amaculo enginokuwezwa eculwa khona lapho e studio. Mangithi ngiyalalela angilizwa umuntu leculo ukuthi liyakuphi ngani ngoba I can hear ukuthi this person umoya kaNkulunkulu awukho kuye. Ngiyabonga bhuti wami enkosini.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name. People have slipped in.
Siyabonga ma. Siyabonga kakhulu.
They speak immoral things. Sexual immorality is the one nayo edefilayo umuntu.
Yeah.
Ngiyabonga.
Thank you
very much.
In a long, long time, it is one of the first times I hear you speaking for the whole duration without singing. Thank you. I appreciate that so much. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And of course, we really need to support one another. We need to support one another quite a big time.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Billy with us there. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. If you need a friend, if you need a friend. And Luella says, amen, lean on me. Another wonderful program. Thank you, friend. Shalom, shalom. 50 seconds short. Yeah. I hear you quite well.
Engibile futhi ke sakubona ke mfundisi Ray ngibingelele nabafethu abangama guest ngibingelele nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit egameni ka Jesu Christu.
Amen.
Isihloko esithi Defilers in the New Testament, how sin, uncleanness and defilement are dealt with under the new covenant. Anyone practicing sin is defiled. Sin is breaking God's law. Defile is to make a foul. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7. However, there is not in everyone that knowledge. For some, with consciousness of the idol, until now eat it as a thing offered to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 23. They shall not defile themselves anymore with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will deliver them from all their dwelling places in which they have sinned, and will cleanse them. Then they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Titus chapter 1, verse 15. To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but even their mind and conscience are defiled. Defiled foods. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuch that he might not defile himself. Genesis chapter 4, verse 13. Then the Lord said, so shall the children of Israel eat their defiled bread among the Gentiles, where I will drive them. Dreamers defiles. Jude 8. Likewise, also these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. Sexual defilements. Genesis chapter 34, verse 2, 5, 13, and 27. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and violated her. And Jacob heard, 5, and Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with livestock in the field. So Jacob held his peace until they came. 13. But the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor, his father, and spoke deceitfully. because he had defiled Dinah, their sister. 27. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and plundered the city because they had been defiled. Their sister had been defiled. Numbers chapter 5, verse 13. And a man lies with her carnally, and it is hidden from the eyes of her husband, and it is concealed that she has defiled herself, and there was no witness against her, nor was she caught. Ukuthi abantu ke basodomayizane ke kungcolisana ke lokhu lezi inkonkoni ke ezithandanayo zenzeke ucansi ke ngendlela ke engabekwanga uNkulunkulu kuyangcolisa ke kungakho ke izifo ke zandile kungenxa ke yalolu cansi ke olungekho emthethweni olwenzwa ke ngabantu. Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 6. If he has not eaten on the mountains, nor lifted up the idols of the house of Israel, nor defiled his neighbor's wife, nor approached a woman during her impurity. Ukulala ke nonkosikazi kamakhelwane wakho ke kuyingcolisa, and ke nokulala ke nomuntu wesifazane osesikhathini. Psalms chapter 106 verse 39. Thus they were defiled by their own works and played the harlot by their own deeds. Ukufeba ke lokhu ke futhi ukuba ke yengandoda kuyangcolisa ke umzimba ke womuntu. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 3. For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perversity. Uma ke umuntu ke ebulala ke izandla zakhe ziyangcola ke ngegazi ke lomuntu osekhiphe umphefumulo wakhe. Ezekiel chapter 43 verse 8. When they set their threshold by my threshold and their doorpost by my doorpost with a wall between them and me, they defiled my holy name by the abomination which they committed. Therefore, I have consumed them in my anger. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We are coming to the end of the show. And I see messages are still coming in quite a lot of numbers. Godfrey says, we must be careful of our jokes or comedy, as some reveal the defilement that is our heart, as we are defiled by what comes out of our mouths. Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much. And even by the manner in which we present ourselves, we may present a form of defilement on our part. We need to be careful about that. Okay, let me give you each just 30 seconds to say goodbye. Let me start with you, Mfundisi Mota.
What a day and what a great and indeed the heavens are smiling when we are learning together. We thank you and I love you so much, my brother.
Thank you so much. And it was good to listen today, because you see, this is the show of the Most High, so we all are learning. I agree with you. Sipo, danke.
Thank you for this. God be the glory. May we not quench the spirit of God, because He's the one that will always allow us not to defile God.
Absolutely. Yeah. At all times. Next week, we are talking about worldly wisdom. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much. Given Mweketsi says, good evening, men of God. Thanks for the song, The Gift of Life by TP, reminding me of my brother, home growing together in Dobsonville. And then he says, our brothers play these songs to install godliness in us. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. You understand. You understand. Absolutely. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate. Until next week, we really appreciate. May the Father be glorified, the King of Kings. Above all else, He is Master and Savior. Yahuwah Elohim, in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, who shows us the salvation of the Father. And by His Holy Spirit, who guides us into all truth, we are grateful even tonight. May the Father bless you abundantly. Tuda! Rabba!
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you. to pray for you.
Become equipped with in-depth knowledge of the Bible with Thompson Mashakeni every Tuesday live at 6 p.m. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m. or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 a.m. and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.